This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Michigan primaries.
Democrats sent messages, Republicans sent messages.
Texas wildfires.
We have evacuated our personnel, non-essential personnel.
Working to stop a shutdown.
Pushing back the government funding deadlines.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Michigan gave Donald Trump another Republican presidential primary win. For President Biden, 13% of the Democratic primary vote did not go his way, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's a win for President Biden, but the results signal discontent over the president's foreign policy. The ballot option, uncommitted, earned more than 100,000 votes.
I voted uncommitted because our president is not hearing our voices when we say that we want a ceasefire.
Michigan has one of the highest concentrations of Arab Americans in the country, and many use their vote to protest the president's support of the war in Gaza.
There's still a sense of betrayal across Dearborn and broadly speaking across Michigan.
In Michigan's Republican primary, Donald Trump thanked voters last night for his win after taking aim earlier in the day at his GOP opponent.
Nikki's not even a factor. She's become a joke.
Despite another loss for former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, she's remaining in the race, at least through next week's Super Tuesday contests, and said the Michigan results are a flashing warning sign for the former president after she received about a third of the vote.
Now to Texas, CBS's Omar Villafranca has details on four major wildfires.
Just outside Amarillo in the Texas Panhandle, a wall of flames burns the ground and thick choking smoke fills the sky.
We've had other fire threats and came out unscathed, and this one got us.
Kelsey Benuelos evacuated her home in Canadian with her two young children, her husband, and animals.
Oh my gosh.
The place she called home for 7 years burned to the ground.
It was heartbreaking. I broke down, but I mean, we were safe. It's just stuff. It can be replaced, but it's still a gut punch.
The fire stretched into western Oklahoma, where more than 30,000 acres have burned so far.
In the upper Midwest, there's scattered storm damage after wind and rain. West of Chicago, Tim Adornetto got a text from his daughter just before the storm battered her apartment building.
I said, get away from the windows. She went in the closet. Part of her kitchen ceiling collapsed. But thankfully, she's unscathed.
The storm caused flight cancellations and delays at O'Hare Airport. Hundreds went into the airport's emergency shelter. A Republican lawmaker in Alabama has introduced a bill in the state Senate to protect the IVF industry from criminal charges and civil lawsuits. Three major facilities paused procedures after the state's highest court ruled frozen embryos have the same rights as children. Several sources tell CBS News House Speaker Mike Johnson has put a new offer on the table in an effort to avert a government shutdown at week's end. CBS's Clarissa Lawson.
The offer involves potentially pushing back the government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd. A spokesperson for the House Speaker says any continuing resolution would be part of a larger agreement to finish a number of appropriations bills, ensuring adequate time for drafting text and for members to review prior to casting votes.
President Biden wants Congress to approve a Ukraine funding package, too. CBS's Charlie Daggett visited a new Russian war target, the town of Chasiv Yar.
Explosions were nonstop as we arrived to find a town ravaged by artillery fire and troops asking for help. Ruben Sarukhanian is a soldier with the 5th Assault Brigade. He said, "We're counting on our American partners to help us with weapons so that our guys do not have to sacrifice their lives." But the Russians have the upper hand here now. More weapons, more manpower, and more willingness to expend both.
Those close to the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say his funeral will take place Friday in a Moscow church, with burial at a nearby cemetery. There's been a legal setback for a member of Britain's royal family.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. A judge here in London has just ruled that Prince Harry was not unfairly stripped of his security detail back in 2020. That's when Britain's Home Office decided that since he's no longer a working royal, he should no longer be automatically granted personal protection on British soil. It appears that decision will stand.
Italian reports say Pope Francis went to a hospital for a checkup today but returned to the Vatican. He has a case of the flu.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
House Republicans pushing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden meet privately today with his son, Hunter. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This is expected to be a marathon, closed-door deposition of Hunter Biden by congressional committees. Republicans have argued that Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother, James, made money off the Biden name and brand in their business dealings. Democrats say, though, this impeachment inquiry hasn't laid a glove on the president.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing a challenge today to a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, the accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This sounds like a Second Amendment case. What does a machine gun look like? But it really falls into a very different category of cases that the Supreme Court has taken an interest in these past several terms. The authority of federal agencies to make and interpret laws without congressional oversight.
The two defendants in the Kansas City Chiefs parade shooting told police they felt threatened before opening fire and could utilize Missouri's Stand Your Ground law in their defense. Robert Spitzer is a gun policy expert.
The Stand Your Ground law does provide a viable defense, even in the face of these complicating circumstances of the fact that they started firing when thousands of people were right there in the area. The burden is put on the prosecutors to disprove the self-defense claims for why they fired.
A federal jury in New York has convicted two men of killing Jam Master Jay of Run DMC more than two decades ago. Carlos Thompson is the late rapper's cousin.
Long time coming. Justice delayed. It's not always justice denied. I'm just glad that justice was served.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says a $175 million fund will start accepting applications at the end of the week for Lahaina fire victims.
The applications will be available to family members of those who lost a loved one or for survivors who suffered severe injuries and were hospitalized.
Reports say Apple has abandoned plans to produce an electric car. The goal of Project Titan, launched in 2014, was to make a fully autonomous car. One Apple official labeled it the ultimate mobile device.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a new lawsuit over alleged copyright infringement in the music industry.
Donna Summer or Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign? Summer's estate says Kanye's new collab, Good Don't Die, sounds too close to the disco queen's I Feel Love for comfort. Summer's husband has filed a lawsuit for copyright infringement, claiming shameless illegal use of her 1977 song. It also alleges Ye was turned down when he asked for permission to use it because the Summer estate didn't want to be associated with his controversial history. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A Washington state man accused of helping kill more than 3,600 birds, including eagles, on a Montana reservation for profit, intends to plead guilty to federal charges. A second suspect in the case is still at large. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.